Butler's on an errand, and we'll be back shortly. Dallas, do you want to go ahead and explain?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, today we'll walk through staff's recommendations with respect to the budget request of the Secretary of State. I would like to call your attention to this memo that has a little C encircled in the right corner, and this printout, which also has a C on it. These are, this printout is reflective of what's contained in, begins with what's in the governor's recommended budget and has some adjustments. Yours should have a C on it.
If you have the non-C.
Oh, I'm sorry. It doesn't have a C on it. Only mine has a C. But if you look under general funds, it should say LFO recommendation is $11,029,034. If that's the one you have, that's the one that coincides with C.
Thank you.
We had new directives from the co-chairs late yesterday afternoon, and pending the outcome of the meeting this morning, staff's recommendations were going to be adjusted. So we have, so I'd like to go through the recommendations with you, first of all, and bring in, but I will explain a bit of the co-chairs. Yeah.
Yes, please.
The co-chairs came up with policy direction that essentially said, except we will work through governor's recommend, accept the governor's recommended budget, including his enhancements, not to make any new enhancements to general fund because of the pending problems with the forecast. Any savings that accrue will not be spent or committed elsewhere. That's the discussion we've had, such that the Secretary of State has offered up savings through the reduction in the audits division assessment, which we have accepted. There will be a general fund impact because of that. There were some requests here that we felt very strongly the committee did needed to be addressed, was particularly with respect to the elections division, and we'll get to that. But those priority items of the Secretary of State will be mentioned in the budget report, and we will discuss that as we get to the elections division. And be on essentially an add-back list for the what's now called the budget reconciliation bill, and the theory is to be using the savings that have been generated out of this budget through the reduction in the audits division assessment. So, staff's recommendation is basically following the co-chair's recommendation. When we will reflect certain changes to the budget. Because of the PERS reduction in Attorney General's fees and the reduction in the Department of Administrative Services assessment. Those are made part of this. But I'd like to walk you through it one by one.
Madam Chair, question of staff.
Yes, go ahead, Representative Johnson.
I just want to make sure that I understand this, what you just explained to us, that if there are savings found in this budget, that they will not be allocated elsewhere but stay in this budget? Is that what?
Madam Chair, Representative Johnson, members of the committee, that is the wish of the co-chairs.
Okay.
That it depends really on the forecast. But the priority items that are made part of this budget report and by the committee's will be acknowledged by the co-chairs, and then in the final, after the May forecast, revenues allowing and using the savings from the Secretary of State's offer up, if those savings aren't desperately needed elsewhere, and I see the Secretary of State agreeing, then they would be used here.
I think that the co-chairs went over in your caucus with the strategy that they put forward in this letter. They said they did. With your comment, in looking at a forecast that's got them very concerned, they felt they needed to implement this strategy to keep us our heads above water.
Madam Chair, we had a very productive conversation with Representative Westland this morning. There was not a memo distributed. I'm not sure it was a wide-ranging discussion, and I'm not sure that there was clarity around all of the points that he was making. Yeah.
If you don't mind, I will share that with him because I think he thinks that that your caucus was...
Well, I'm not the brightest bulb on the string either, and I might have been the guy that missed it.
No, I think she's dead on.
Okay.
I have a conversation with Representative West.
Okay, and you might mention that we discussed this and that we want to be sure that you're understanding where the co-chairs are going.
Absolutely. Question to the administration. Dallas, you said you used the word general fund to hold general funds harmless wherever possible. In this particular budget, I noticed that there is a zero in the LFL recommendation. I noticed a 0% change from current service level in general funds. I noticed a 14% increase in other funds. Now, my question is, when all are part of the other funds are general funds that are just redirected through other agencies, and the other funds are just basically second generation general fund charges. How do we address that? I think you said 30 or 40% of these other funds were general funds.
Madam Chair, Representative Hayden, members of the committee, with respect to this budget, about 30% of the audits division assessment can be considered general funds. The rest of the other funds here, because this agency doesn't double count, are truly other funds that come in through corporations division and the like. So it's and the audits division, I believe, whatever the number is, it's about $12 million, about 30% of that would be general funded there, and their expenditures, their assessment really was originally $15.7 million to all agencies. They have come through with a reduction of that to the tune of about $1.5 million to $14.3 million. About 30% of that, or $475,000, is general fund savings that it would accrue because of that. The audits division assessment, the original one, is already reflected in all other agency budgets. So that a portion of this budget request that is other funded, yes, that has an impact on other agencies that are general funded, but also a portion of it that is other fund does not impact because it comes from corporations division.
Yeah. Okay, well, Madam Chair, we want to be cognizant of the end consumer, the end user, and what the total economic impact is on them, of course, but limiting it to the general fund. What's the mechanism then when these funds do, when we do allow in other funds, a general funds charge under the semantics of other funds to other agencies, and they in turn have to get that money from somewhere in general funds or somewhere? What happens? Where does it end?
Madam Chair, Representative Hayden, members of the committee, I guess the simplest answer is probably in the governor's recommended budget, he has to balance all general fund to general fund receipts so that they go through and cut the other funds wherever possible. If you'll remember, if I may, with the Department of Administrative Services, we saw what had the risk assessments division assessment was adjusted downwards by some $10 million. During the governor's recommended budget process to reduce the assessments to other agencies. The Human Resources Services Division assessment had originally been reduced some $300,000 for that same reason. We further reduced it an additional $453,000 because of changes to the budget that this committee made. So that's the first step in the process. The second step then is once it gets from governor's recommended to the legislature, the assembly, then we take additional looks at it from the assessment side. If you'll remember, the Attorney General's budget was reduced, the rate per hour was reduced on 8.5%, and that's been reflected in this, which should be reflected in all other agencies. So that's similar to how the trickle down is addressed.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Senator Dukes.
We received this budget, when we received this budget, it had less bottom line money than it had programs in the budget. And I see that we've met the governor's bottom line dollars. And do I understand correctly that in doing that, we allowed the secretary to set the priorities for those cuts?
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, members of the committee, if we get into my recommendations, that would be my, that is my recommendation. The first cut is that no funding for policy program option packages, no general fund, and then let the Secretary of State allocate the difference.
And I hate to try to be a realist here, but the budget looks worse every day, not this one, they all do, the whole total. And I think while the idea of add backs, I mean, what comes out of a budget goes back to a budget later, is a nice warm fuzzy, I think realistically speaking, it's, there's not even in the ballpark of having a chance of happening. We still may remember that we have all of those things that the public is yelling about, the state police and the seniors and the, you know, all of those things. And the budget keeps looking out of balance every day. So I would hate to give anyone artificial hope.
I think we all hate to give anyone artificial hope, and I think that the Secretary of State's not only been a co-chair and a Senate president and recognizes that possibility. We all know that, but at the same time, we all know that if we can't get things to balance down to the end or to get out of this process, the biggest budget you look at, you don't want to cut the K through 12. And I think that we've got to make some tough decisions, and the strategy is to be sure that we can get that budget through the process without any cuts, and that we have enough money to fund things that we need to fund. I've just told the co-chairs when I left that I think it's very important that we have the positions that we talked with the Secretary, and those will be on our list. And you are right. A list is a list, and it doesn't always get fed. And that's a big worry, and I'm sure it's a worry to the Secretary as well as to us in this panel. With that, if there's any further comment, go ahead, Dallas.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Referring again to the handout of this packet, if you go to the first page, it shows the governor's recommended cut of $2.3 million, and this, and my, our recommendation is that we've identified, through this process, reductions in general fund to the tune of $2.1 million, but that still leaves $213,000-some-odd in general fund that isn't spread through this budget anywhere as a reduction, the balance to the governor's recommended budget. So your staff recommendation is to just place this in there as an unspecified reduction in general fund and allow the Secretary of State then to allocate that to those divisions and operations that they feel most appropriately can deal with. The Secretary of State's budget, the actual budget act, it's a one-line appropriation for general fund, a one-line for other funds, and the one for federal funds. So it does have some flexibility between the divisions, although they keep track of it between divisions, they do have flexibility to move the money about. So this staff's recommendation is just to take this unspecified governor's cut and leave it unspecified, acknowledging the negative amount, but allow the Secretary of State to decide where to make those adjustments. So that's your staff recommendation. That is speaks directly to Senator Duke's question about where to take the those cuts, and I'm saying leave it with the Secretary of State. And that would be your staff's recommendation.
Okay. And we'll move these one at a time. Or are you going ahead? Just going ahead.
Your preference. You don't have a quorum right now, so.
Yeah.
If you're asking for an expression of preference, I'd like to go through them one at a time.
Okay. Okay. You mean and move them one at a time, or move them as a package?
I have Dallas review them one at a time, and I don't care whether they get moved one at a time or moved as a package, but a discussion of each one of them.
Okay, so do we not have a quorum? We do not have a quorum, not yet. But
go ahead with the next.
I'll go ahead then with the discussion.
Did you have any questions on this, President Butler?
My only issue is that with that $2,091,447 of LFO adjustment, And the $213,656 of unspecified, that really becomes the, the whole adjustment to the current service level as identified by the governor, doesn't it?
That is correct. It's an unspecified adjustment to the base budget.
And that basically is all you've done at that point with regard to current service level.
Madam Chair, Representative, that is correct.
Okay. All right.
And Representative Hayden?
And Dallas, could you briefly comment on the $1 for federal funds?
Sure. Madam Chair, Representative Hayden, members of the committee, that $1 federal funds is a standard expenditure limitation we provide in there. The Archives Division from time to time has access to some federal grant monies, and it never knows when they might become available. So to allow them, this prevents the emergency board from having to establish an expenditure limitation.
Thank you.
Is there a possibility also that we would be receiving, or potentially could be receiving, election funds as well from the federal government if that becomes an issue?
Madam Chair, Representative Butler, members of the committee, I really can't answer that, but I would hope that if any federal funds available become available, the Secretary of State would certainly pursue them.
And that could be used in the Elections Division, certainly, as opposed to the Archives if it comes in for elections.
Madam Chair, Representative Butler, members of the committee, that is absolutely correct. Okay. Because the bill doesn't specify.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
The staff recommendation with respect to the executive office, which is next on your sheets, is, if you'll flip to the bottom line of the pages, essentially the revised current service level without the and the full-time equivalents. We made some adjustments here for the reduction in the public employees retirement system, reduction in the Human Resource Services Division, and the Attorney General's rate. So you see those minor adjustments there. Again, what it doesn't show is the allocation of that unspecified reduction, but so staff's recommendation is this revised current service level for the executive branch and those FTE.
That's six FTE at 1,107.
Oh, 1,155,077, I believe. Nope, yeah, we've got to flip it over one more, sir.
One more.
There we go.
Okay. And that's still the executive.
That's still the executive, yes.
Thank you.
The Archives Division is the sum of staff recommendation. Is we have the revised current service level that shows the reduction, includes the reductions for PERS, for the Human Resource Services Division, and the reduction in Attorney General assessment. So we have a revised current service level with the accompanying same number of FTE as staff's recommendation. Staff, there were two program option packages here. One is number 122, which is the Record Center expansion. Your staff is recommending approval of that. It is other funded that has been built in to other agencies' budgets. There is demand for the space. I believe you've got commitments now for upwards of a third of that space already, and it's not yet built. And there's unknown amounts out there that can still utilize the space. So we are recommending approval of that and the additional FTE that will take to move the materials in and out of that space. There's package 181, I believe it is, which would reclassify a position in Archives. Staff's recommendation on this was not to fund it because it was a general fund request. And given the nature of the general fund, I think there's a problem with the printout here, but Archives Division and Secretary of State have since come forward and said that this position will be spending much of its time on the Blue Book and other funded activities, so that the reclassification is still requested, but that it be shifted from general fund to other fund. Your staff supports that, so would change his recommendation on this program option package to, I think in my memo I says my recommendation is not to approve it, but I would change my recommendation to approve it, but shift the funding from general fund to other fund. Now, we have spoken to the Secretary of State, his staff, about preventing what I could call general fund creep, and that would be in the next biennium, well, a reevaluation of the position, and let's fund this portion of it with general fund when the commitment was that it would be other funded. We do have assurances from the Secretary of State that that will not be the case. If your staff is here this next biennium and has the same budget, and assuming his memory does not fail him, he will go back to this because it will be in the budget report also, is that commitment to the of the Secretary of State. So I would be I would change my recommendation then on Archives Division to add, it is now $5,208,992 of other funds. I'm sorry, other funds of 1535191, and I would add $5,306 to that. This will change the entire budget request by $5,306 in other funds. And we can sum it up later at the end if that's okay with you to get to the correct motion to amend the bill.
Now, did that change? That will change the position.
It does not change the position. This is not a new position. This simply reclassifies one. So, so the only adjustment then is to add $5,306 to Archives Division. The addition would be in the other funds portion,
and so that we can strike from your memorandum, do not approve.
Right.
Just start
approve.
With approve program
approve.
Option 181, but move to other funds.
Right. But transfer from general fund to other funds.
Okay. Now I have one question relative to that, and I didn't recall that we talked about on package 122 that full-time person was to be moving things around. I thought we used prison labor for moving things around. Storage space.
Madam Chair, Representative Butler, this is in the records center out there in the industrial area. So this is a full-time position to store the boxes. Remember the, if you remember the pictures, they're stored vertically, and you do not use prison labor for this. What they use prison labor for is the telephone answering
right.
corporation.
Right, right. But I thought that there was a discussion previously as we moved, as we physically were moving various items around, including boxes of stored archive material, that we were trying to use prison labor. And that was not held necessarily in conjunction with this policy option package, but I thought it was a policy that we had as a state from years ago.
If I may, Madam Chair, Representative Butler, we may use prison labor to move offices.
Yes.
That's different from this.
Okay.
This is a position within archives out there at the Record Center that accepts the boxes, tags them, puts them, locates them, and then puts
okay.
them in the location.
But the daily activity is only one person.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. If you'd like to go forward then with Audits Division.
Yes, that's good.
Okay, the staff recommendation is again to approve the revised current service level. We made those adjustments for the FERS and the others. In program option package 131, there was $214,000 and two FTE for additional municipal audit activities. Your staff is recommending we do not approve that $214,879 of general fund, nor the two FTE. I believe the municipal audit support should be paid for by the fees. The fees aren't there. There was one reclassification included in this. It's an existing staff, so it's a support staff, I believe, in the division. This division is very lean on support staff. This staff is taking on additional responsibilities. In large measure, I think, was the automation of many of the activities of the audits division. The staff is supportive of that reclassification as long as the Secretary of State has it reviewed by the Human Resource Services Division of the Department of Administrative Services. So staff is recommending that other funds limitation of 9371 with the understanding, the approval of that, with the understanding that the they will get review of that by Department of Administrative Services. I would also be recommending that there are reclasses also in another division, and I'll be making the same recommendation that the Department of Administrative Services would unschedule these funds pending the review by their Human Resource Services Division. They don't have, and we wouldn't expect the Secretary of State to come back to the committee or to any legislative body, but just that we go through this administrative process, or we have them do that so that position reclassifications are consistent with state policy and classification practices.
Okay. Any questions, Representative Johnson?
Thank you. I don't recall from the conversation, and I apologize, whether or not there was legislation contemplated that would look at the fee structure for the municipal reviews. That was the $400 was the high end of that, and they went down as low as
$20,
a very low number. Okay, thank you.
Any further question on the audits division? We'll move on to
business services division. Again, staff recommends approval of the revised current service level in the FTE. We also recommend approval of program option package 141, which is the purchasing, the additional support for purchasing, but that the general fund portion of that be transferred to other funds. The discussion with the Secretary of State, the staff have indicated that the additional workload here, the more technical purchasing, which is really it's more with negotiating and dealing with contracts with that come out of the audits division and a lot of corporations division work that's anticipated in this upcoming biennium, more complex RFPs and development of contracts, so that this should all be other funded. So staff is recommending approval of this, but that funding the general fund portion be shifted to other funds and the position be entirely other funded. Again, we have the commitment from the Secretary of State that we won't see general fund creep in the next biennium. So the staff is recommending approval of the current service level as modified and this one program option package with that adjustment.
Questions?
Corporations division, your staff is recommending approval of the revised current service level amount and the existing FTE. This is a current service level request, and so we just made adjustments to the current service level to reflect the reduction in the PERS rate, the Attorney General's fees, and the Human Resource Services Division assessment. And that's staff's recommendation there. Elections division. Yeah, it's in your package. It's again number 2 of 2 because I had to change and insert things. But the elections division we are recommending approval of the revised current service level amount and the existing full-time equivalent 15 employees that they have. We are recommending not approving either of the program option packages. There's not to meet the co-chair's budget instructions. There's not funding available, with the understanding that the budget report will reflect that should sit financing be available, that the priorities for these program option packages, there's certain one position out of program option package 161, that would be top priority. That was that temporary employee that they convert full time. And should funding be available, one position in IS, which we will talk about later, and then also some programming money out of information systems. But we'll get to that when we get to that division. The voters pamphlet, the additional two-volume voters pamphlets, are again recommending not approval in this for a couple of reasons. One, still don't want it in the base budget, but two, it can be brought up to the emergency board if a two-volume voters pamphlet is warranted and needed. We have ways of monitoring the emergency fund to kind of tag if we see that the way initiatives are running and referendum, that there may need to be a two-volume voters pamphlet to kind of mentally set aside that money as we go through the requests on the emergency fund throughout the interim.
Madam Chair. Representative Johnson. Given what we've seen in the last election cycles and the discussion already about the initiatives that are floating around, I don't think we should kid ourselves that all the evidence points to the fact that there is going to be a voluminous voters pamphlet again.
Unfortunately, you may be right.
Madam Chair, Representative Johnson, members of the committee, the budget report will note that there specifically is not money for a two-volume voters pamphlet in this budget request, and with this sort of notation that the Secretary of State would be expected to return to the emergency board should it be necessary.
And that wording will be in there?
Yes, ma'am. That's what we did last time in the Secretary of State's budget report. So that is your staff's recommendation, which is essentially for the Elections Division to revise current service level.
Representative Johnson.
Forgive me asking for another tutorial, but this reflects my newness to this process.
Fine.
At this point, Dallas, have you sat with the Secretary, and has this been, to the degree possible, a collaborative effort? I mean, we heard testimony, particularly as it related to the Election Division, about the very thin edge of staffing, and were someone to have had an emergency or people be pulled out, that even though I have confidence the Secretary would have moved heaven and earth to discharge his legal responsibilities, how difficult that might have been. I'm trying to get a sense of understanding how much this reflects a collaborative process, how much this is purely a recommendation, the genesis of it by virtue of the committee discussion.
Sure. Madam Chair, Representative Johnson, members of the committee, we reviewed these recommendations with and discussed it with the Secretary of State and his staff yesterday afternoon. The discussion then was a little different from the recommendations you're seeing now, because of the subsequent co-chair's directives, but that has been reviewed with staff, the chair, and the Secretary of State, and the co-chairs this morning. So to the extent that that is a collaborative effort, I believe that there's no surprise here from what I'm saying.
Thank you. That answered my question.
With respect to the Information Systems Division, your staff recommends you approve the revised current service level of the request. Again, we made certain adjustments. We are also recommending adjustments to two program option packages that are put forward. Program option package 171 originally requested one position, some general fund and other funds for one person in information systems and reclassification of five positions. The Secretary of State yesterday, I believe it was, in his testimony, brought to the table a revised request, one that upon further reflection they felt two positions were warranted. One was a help desk and another was kind of a manager position to help manage the resources there, and the reclassification of six positions. The Secretary of State also felt that the general fund portion of this should be moved to other funds, that they presented a new amount, and that the two positions resulted in large measure because of the increase in workload of corporations and audits division, which are other funded. And much of the testimony yesterday supported that, but the help desk and the like. So your staff is recommending approval of the revised request, which is actually two FTE and $207,000 in other funds, but that the funds would be unscheduled by administrative services pending review by the Human Resource Services Division to make sure that the positions and the reclassifications are consistent with state personnel classification practices. And that has been reviewed with the Secretary of State. With respect to the next program option package, which is 172, there's both the general fund and other fund portion there. And of the four positions, one of them was to be used to support programming efforts to support the Elections Division. And so staff is recommending reduction of that FTE, it's a programmer FTE, and that general fund money, with the understanding that in the Secretary of State's priorities for ADVAC, the second priority is that programmer position, and the third priority is about $100,000 plus or minus of some SNF, which would be programmers funds for the non-disclosure programming for the Elections Division. So those would be reflected in the budget report. So that is staff's recommendation with respect to this program option package.
So let me just step back for just a moment, if I may, please, Madam Chair. Policy option package 171, the reclass there that had been requested, there was FTE, a full-time equivalency request, and we're not. And we're picking apart 171. Is that right? We're bifurcating it and accepting a portion and or modifying a portion and not accepting a portion.
172 is the one we are accepting a portion of and not accepting a portion of. 171 we are amending.
Amending. Okay.
Based on the Secretary of State's request at the table yesterday.
Right. Okay. And 172, we are amending 172.
Right, that's the one we are bifurcating to take out.
Right.
Okay. Elections Division funds.
Okay. Thank you.
So that is staff's recommendation with respect to the Information Systems Division.
Okay.
The last division, Personnel Resources Division, that is a current service level request. We made adjustments to it to reflect the changes in purge rate, Human Resource Services Division adjustment, and Attorney General rate reduction. So your staff recommendation is the current service level as revised. The sum of all of those, then, is contained, all of those recommendations, with the one adjustment for the Archives Division, is what's shown on the cover sheet for the Legislative Fiscal Office recommendation of $11,029,034 general fund. I have to do the addition here and add up some numbers.
$28,054,465 is your other fund at that point.
Thank you, sir.
Want to repeat that, please?
$28,054,465.
Okay. So that would revise the other funds limitation by $28,054,065, and the non-limited other funds, which are principally for monies collected for reproduction and the like in archives and elections division, of $168,678. That money won't be reflected in the budget bill, in the appropriations bill, but it will be shown on the agenda as the non-limited other funds, so you'll be able to see the tie-in on the full committee agenda to the budget reports that are reported out. That does add up then to the 206.67 FTE. I think it's 207 positions. I had to keep track of one different hand, so my computer.
Yes, it does.
Okay. And that is staff's recommendation with the respect. There is the budget note, and I believe that Representative Butler has an amendment. You have the budget note in front of you. There was a great deal of discussion concerning expressed during the presentation on the Elections Division about the complexity of the contribution expenditure reports, and that the Secretary of State had indicated a willingness to work with the affected parties to simplify that. And staff had directed a budget note, but I believe Representative Butler has an amendment.
It's not an amendment. The budget note, which has been passed out and previously approved by the co-chairs, would remain intact, and a separate note would be added. And that note would be a requirement for the Secretary of State to report to the next assembly on contribution expenditure fines and penalties assessed and waived, and the standards and criteria applied for the waivers.
So we have two budget notes.
Two budget notes, sir.
And the co-chairs have signed off on that?
They approved that language, Madam Chair.
Now, do we have a, don't have a copy for the number?
We do not at this point. I just, we...
Does anyone in the committee want it read again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a five-minute break, and maybe staff can make copies.
That would be lovely.
I know that everybody had a copy, so we'll take a five-minute break.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
I have one in the budget, which is, my concern is that temporary division.